Osoba utemeljena u predanom služenju svevišnjeg gospodina, Harija, gospodara vrhunske povoljnosti, plivala okeanu nektara. Od kakve koristi za nju voda u malim jatkama?
Yes, yes.
Smisla Šila Prabhupada. Vritrasura se ranije molio, Šilom Bhagavatam 6.11.25, Nanakat Krishtan Nacha Parameshtyam Nasarva Bhumam Narasadi Patyam. Ne želim pogodnosti za srećenu Brahma Loki, Sarga Loki ili Druva Loki, a da ne govorim o ovoj zemlji ili nižim planetama. Jednostavno želim da se vratim kući, nazad Bogu. To je odlučnost čistog bhakte. Čisti bhakta nikada nije privučen ni jednim uzvišenim položajem u ovom materijalnom svetu. Jednostavno želi da se druži sa svevišnjom božanskom ličnošću kao stanovnici Vrindavana, Šrimati Radharani, Gopije, Krišnjini otac i majka, Nanda Maharadža i Šoda, Krišnjini prijatelji i Krišnjini slugi. Želi da se druži sa Krišnjinom atmosferom lepote Vrindavana. To su najviše ambicije Krišnjinog bhakti. Bhakti gospodina Višnu mogu težiti za položajima i od Kunta Loki, ali Krišnjin Bhakta nikada ne teži čak ni za udobnostima Vajkunte. Želi da se vrati na Goloka Vrindavan i da se druži sa gospodinom Krišnjom u njegovim večnim zabavama. Svaka materijalna sreća je kao voda u jarku, dok je duhovna sreća koja se večno uživa u duhovnom svetu kao okean nektara u kome Bhakta želi plivati.
Wonderful text. A person fixed in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord Hari, the Lord of the highest auspiciousness, swims in the ocean of nectar. For him, what is the use of the water in small ditches?
Osoba utemeljena u predanom služenju svevišnjeg gospodina Harija, gospodara vrhunske povoljnosti, pliva u okeanu nektara. Od kakve koristi za nju vode u malim jarkovima?
In his purport, Srila Prabhupada says that a devotee is never attracted to any exalted position within this material world.
U smislu, Srila Prabhupada kaže da čisti bhakta nikada nije privučen nijednim uzvišenim položajem u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Such a devotee simply wants to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, the gopis, Krishna's father and mother, Krishna's friends and Krishna's servants.
Takav bhakta jednostavno želi da se služi, da se druži sa svevišnjom božanskom ličnošću poput stanovnika Vrindavana, Srimati Radharani, gopije, Krishna otac i majka,
And then he says that such a devotee also wants to enter the beautiful atmosphere of Vrindavan. He wants to associate with Krishna's atmosphere of Vrindavan's beauties. And he says these are the highest aspirations of a devotee. Today I want to invite all of you to enter into the world of Krishna. I think it is very important to sometimes, actually, to, I personally think to all the time think of our spiritual goal. We make so many endeavors to control our senses and not do the things which materialists do, like sexual relationships, just as much as possible. We don't do that.
Например, мы правим напред, контролируем наши школы, да не радим стари, кое материалистично наклонены особи ради, как, например, сексуальные отношения, что наши школы радим.
In the face of so many obstacles, which are even within our own mind, we are trying to keep our sadhana, our spiritual practice alive and well. It's an effort. When I look at you, I look at people who make an effort. What is the result which we want to obtain? It's very important that we think about this, which is called in Sanskrit sadhya, the goal of our practice. And it's very important that we get strength from this sadhya, this mystical spiritual perfection which we wish to achieve. Yesterday we spoke about the need of Bhakti Bala, that is the strength of devotion. This strength will come when you hear about Krishna and his wonderful dealings with his devotees, which are so full of love. This Bhakti Bala, or the strength of Bhakti, is not something material. Yes, we can get material strengths by maybe practicing weightlifting, and we can get mental strengths by sentimental imaginations, or any types of imaginations and visualizations. Yes, scientists have found out if you fix your mind on a goal and you just believe in it, you visualize it, that is, you see it before your eyes, then you will reach it. You know, and they cite this example of this man who had a fracture in the spine, which was cracked at two places. That means he will never ever be able to move his hands, what to speak of walking. This man had an airplane crash. That's why he broke his spine. But, you know, so the doctor said, your life is finished. But be happy, you can still look at TV. But he said, no, in half a year I will walk out of this hospital. And he did it. He is now a hero of the New Age scene. Because he proved that if you believe strongly enough in something and you visualize yourself doing that, it will become a reality.
I ako vidiš sebe kako to radiš, onda će to postati stvarnost.
Many of us don't believe strongly in something, and we also don't see that something before our eyes, and then our life will remain the way it is.
A mnogi od nas ne veruju snažno u nešto i ne vide to pred sobom, i baš zbog toga naš život će ostati upravo onako kako je.
Now in Krishna consciousness, we are actually presenting a picture of the spiritual world, and we are presenting examples who have reached it so that you can develop strong faith. Without a clear picture of the spiritual world and the faith that you can attain contact there, your spiritual life will remain theoretical. But in order to clearly see the spiritual world before us and to gain faith in these descriptions, we just can't imagine it ourselves. We do need the help from realized devotees who tell us what they see.
Znači, kako bismo imali pred sobom jasnu sliku duhovnog sveta i kako bismo imali veru da to možemo da dostignemo, ne možemo to jednostavno da zamišljamo. Nego imamo primere uzvišenih bhakta i imamo pred sobom kako to oni vide.
In Bosnia, in the mountains, I just finished to read a wonderful, wonderful, highly inspiring literature. It's called Sri Chaitanya Chikshamrita, The Instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's so good, such a good book. And there he makes the point that if you wish to attain Krishna consciousness, you have to meditate while you chant about your spiritual goal. When you do your service, you do need to have a goal. When you make an effort, in other words, you need to have a goal. I would like to prove this. Please give me this computer. What do you see? What type of computer? Amala Hari Nam saw an Apple computer. Do you know that the inventor of this machine, which is so expensive and which has conquered the world, was once a bhakta who washed pots in the Boston temple? His name was Stephen Jobs, and he got it all wrong. While he was doing the service, he thought of how he could become rich, and his sadhana, his spiritual practice, gave him this. Ooh, terrible. Some of you, when you do your spiritual practice, you also think of, I don't want to give examples, something which may be in the category of Stephen Jobs' meditation. And if your meditation is strong enough, you will get it. Of course, a little karma has to be also there. So, in spiritual life, we need to meditate about our goal. Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes this very clear. Srila Prabhupada has given us a help in his purport. He says, he talks about the spiritual world and the loving relationships which are there between Krishna and the devotees. In other words, he talks about the ocean of nectar, which is there in the Bhagavatam.
И ту говори о тајном слику духовног света, говори о тим односима пуним љубави меѓу становицима Вриндавана и односно говори о тому океану нектара кој се налази
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, which you must read, it's so good, a clear meditation about the spiritual world. But, before he says you can start, you have to think about a few things.
Sliku tog cilja, ali postoje nekoliko stvari na koje morate da obratite pažnju pre nego što možete da razmišljate o tom cilju.
You have to remember the Krishna's name and his associates in the abode are purely spiritual. It's not material.
Ono što morate da imate na umu jeste da su Krishna i osobe koje su sa njim u duhovnom svetu, da su oni potpuno
And to believe in the spiritual quality of Krishna's name and form, and this, or to believe in this reality, is not blind faith like the faith in the material world. No, he says these are direct perceptions of the supreme truth which take place in the hearts of the devotees.
On kaže da se to radi o direktnom opažanju svevišnje istine koja se nalazi u srcu čistih bhakti.
The devotees don't believe in Krishna. They know that there's Krishna. They have experienced him. And in my seminars I will talk a little bit about the experience of Krishna for devotees on our level. This faith that there is Krishna and there is the spiritual world and it's spiritual, it's an ocean of nectar, is the qualification for you to enter into the palace of bhakti. Yes. Just a few, maybe a week ago, the month of Purushottam ended, and we were so happy. We didn't have, we lived in the mountains and we followed the vows of the Purushottam mass. Every day we took a bath in the Ganga. That's why we look now totally different. We've bathed every day for 1 month in the Ganga. And with great happiness, we followed a meditation of Krishna, where you go into the heart area and you see first the sun, the moon and the fire and then Krishna coming out of it.
Ja smo čitali tih mjesec dana meditirali na Krišnu tako što bismo jednostavno otišli u predeo srca I onda bismo tu videli prvo sunce, onda mesec, onda vatru I na Krišnu kako izlazi.
But what we considered our best and most intense practice was to chant and read every day the complete 15th chapter of the Gita.
Ali ono što smo smatrali našom najboljom praksom u tom periodu jeste da smo svakog dana trebali I čitali 15. poglavlje Bhagavad Gita.
And there, Lord Krishna, in the 6th verse, talks about his spiritual world, and Prabhupada gets so fired up by, about this that he said, one should be fascinated. Are captivated by this information and should desire to transfer himself to that eternal world.
Želi da nam to prenese I kaže da osoba treba da bude fascinirana, da treba da bude očarana tom informacijom I da treba da želi da se prenese u taj duhovni svet.
It's possible to go there. You can go there. You can go into an area where there's only love and where this terrible knot in the heart which always drives you to achieve this, to look like this, to grasp for this, this knot is over. No more death for you, Amala Hari Nam Prabhu. It's good, very fascinating.
I to je jako dobro, to je stvarno fascinantno.
No more computers. And increasing ecstasy.
I ekstaza koja se uvek poveća.
In relation to Krishna. Krishna inspires us, he says, Na tat bhashayate suyo, na shashanka na pavakaha, yadgatvana nivatante, tadama paramamama. He says, that supreme abode of mine, my home, is not illumined by the sun, or the moon, nor by fire or electricity.
I Krishna nam da inspiraciju I kaže da to svevišnje prebivalište, da njegova kuća, da ona nije obasjana niti suncem, niti mesecom, niti vatrom, niti električnom strujem.
And then he says, then he takes care of a doubt, because you may think I may go there, but then I have to come back to this world of death. He said, no. Those who reach this realm will never return to this material world. However, you know, when Krishna said the sun cannot illuminate it, nor the moon, nor the fire and electricity, He makes a very subtle point to us. It means you can't see the spiritual world with your eyes, present eyes. It means you can't think about it with your present mind. And it means you can't even speak about it. We are spiritually blind and deaf and can't talk about it. We have forgotten who we are. And even worse, we have started to identify with something which we are not.
počeli smo da se identifikujemo sa tim nečim što mi nismo.
The sun is in charge of seeing.
Sunce, ono je zaduženo za gledanje.
So when Krishna, you need the sun to see. But the rays of the sun don't go to the spiritual world. That means you can't see it with these eyes. The moon is in charge of your thoughts. You need the moon to think. If there's no moon, you stop thinking.
The
moon is also in charge of emotions. You know this when you go in the moon. It's like this. But the moon doesn't shine there, this material moon which you know. Fire or electricity is in charge of your speech. I think you know this when you are fired up. You know, we say like this, you speak like anything. But the fire and electricity doesn't go there to the spiritual world. Then how can I know about your place, Krishna, which I want to achieve? You have to hear from the devotees. And by hearing from devotees, an impression comes into your heart. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives an example which will make you blush. He says, when you hear from those who feel for something, their feeling will come for that something will come into your heart. Easier than the something will come in your heart. And he gives an example. When you are together with men who are attached to women, you become much more attached to the women than if you are directly together with women. Therefore, spiritualists know they will not have too much association with materialists, because by this association with the materialists, you also become materially affected. We have seen this in Serbia when we were preaching like a wildfire with the Nityananda Grupa. We became very popular, and therefore we had contacts also with material musicians. And these were different people than we were. Very attached to success and these things. Material success. And we could see how we were also slowly becoming influenced by this too much association with worldly people and with worldly concepts. I think you know, when you are with materialists, they will show you, wow, look at this, you know, toll-free wristwatch.
možda i sami znate kada ste s materijalistima, oni će vam pokazati, ej, pogledaj ovo, evo ga, ručni sat koji možeš kresiti bez ikakve carine.
And then they have their TV and they go, tick, 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 look at this video, tick, 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 tick. These are Californian women, look at this.
I onda će taj osob reći, pogledaj ovo što imam u svom videu, ovo su žene iz Kalifornije, samo pogledaj.
And or Californian men. Yes. And you know, when you are in this association where they think, speak and eat about materialism, you also become influenced. Because they carry the object in their heart, material objects or material goals, and the strong feeling of attachment for these objects.
Zato što takve osobe u svom srcu nose materijalni objekat i također jako vezanost za te materijalne objekte.
So then you start, when these two things are in place, you start to relate to these objects.
I onda kada su te dve stvari prisutne, onda počinje vaš odnos.
This is a negative example which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives about things we must avoid on our spiritual path. But he draws a spiritual principle from this, which is to associate with devotees who are attached to Krishna.
Princip koji bismo trebali da sledimo duhovnom životu, a to je da se družimo sa onima, sa osobama koje su vezane za Krishnu.
And this Krishna katha, best is even if it's done in Vrindavan. This will give, and this hearing from devotees will put an impression in your dead heart.
I ta Krishna katha, to slušanje o Krishni koje najbolje ako se radi u Vrindavanu,
some attachment will go in your heart for Krishna. And my dear devotees, Krishna consciousness is very easy. It's just one principle. Transfer the attachment you have for the junk to Krishna. Very simple. Become attached. This attachment to Krishna will save you. If you want to cut the material world with the axe of its detachment, like Krishna says in the beginning of the 15th chapter, you need to become more attached to Krishna. If you want to say no to glupost, if you want to say no to Maya, you must enthusiastically shout out yes to Krishna. Only when your yes is a strong yes will you be able to say no to Maya. Maya is very intelligent. She doesn't listen to your words, she listens to your heart. Hare Krishna. So with this said, let us now enter the forest of Vrindavan. When Krishna became 6 years old, his father celebrated a festival,
Gopastami.
the day of the cows. And on this day, Nanda Maharaj gave Krishna Balaram the responsibility to take care of the grown-up cows and calves. Previously, when Krishna and Balaram were just under 6 years old, that is under the Pukanda age, they were too small to take care of the bulls. They took care of the calves, which were running around the house. But now they were six. So, on that day, Mother Yashoda wanted to give Krishna sandals made of jewels so that his soft feet would not be hurt as he would go for cow herding into the forest of Vrindavan. And she arranged also for a first-class servant to go along with Krishna and hold an umbrella to shade him from the strong and piercing midday sun. But Krishna said, Mother, I can only accept these shoes if you give jeweled shoes to all of my cows and calves and bulls and a servant for each one of them with an umbrella. Yashoda said, 900,000 cows you have. Times four. She didn't have a calculator. How will we have so many jeweled shoes? And Krishna said, okay, then I cannot accept your shoes because I cannot accept more than my cows get. Now on the evening when the cows heard this, the Krishna had not accepted these wonderful shoes because of them. All the cows ran into the area of Vrindavan and with their hooves they smashed all the rocks to fine pulver so that Krishna would not hurt his stopalas. Now as Krishna entered the forest of Vrindavan, now his feet would leave very, very distinct marks in the sand, because Krishna was a little heavier now. He was six, don't forget this. Before Krishna turned six, his footprints could not be seen in the dust. So clearly. But now his footprints could be seen, especially the flag. And the flag is very important on Krishna's foot. You will hear this in the minute. When the forest of Vrindavan saw Krishna is coming, every tree and everything of the forest began to think of Slujba for Krishna. The forest pleased the ears of Lord Krishna by the chirping of the birds and the humming of the bees. And the sense of touch was pleased by the wind who carried drops of refreshing water to the skin of Lord Krishna so that he glistened. Yes. So it's a long description about Krishna and the forest of Vrindavan. While Krishna was engaging in his pastimes, he would be very careful to conceal or hide his opulences at the Lord of Lakshmi. Only sometimes it would come out. Would you like to hear when it comes out? You will hear now a sudden change in the Leela. You will hear now a type of Leela which is very important for us as conditioned souls to hear. When we hear about the sweetness of Krishna, because our tongues and ears are so covered, we just can't relate to it. Therefore Krishna's Naimitika Leela, that means the occasional Leelas of killing demons, is unavoidable for us conditioned souls. On this one day which I want to talk about, Krishna's friends came to him. Oh Krishna, Krishna and Balaram, in the forest which lies in the eastern direction, Talavan, there are wonderful fruit trees. Can you smell the breeze of the fruits? I think we are very hungry. We want to eat these fruits. But there is a problem. There is this demon Dinokasura who has eaten men while they were alive. Don't eat me! He has taken the shape of a donkey. A meat-eating donkey. A human meat-eating donkey. And he guards these sweet tal tree with a band of his associates. But we are very hungry, and for you it's not a problem.
Ali mi smo jako gladni.
The cowherd boys were not really hungry, but they wanted Krishna to eat these fruits, which were so good. But because they knew Krishna would only go if it would be for them, they said, "We are hungry." It was a trick to get Krishna there.
Nego su oni mislili da je Krišna taj koji bi trebao da jede to slatko voće i onda su napravili taj trik jer su znali da će Krišna samo zbog njih otići tamo.
Krishna looked at Balaram and laughed very loudly.
I onda je Krišna pogledao Balarama i onako na glas.
How can a donkey be so powerful that we have to be afraid?
Kako je to moguće da magarac može da bude tako moćan da ga se mi plašimo?
So they went around noon time to Talavan. Balaram, who's very strong, took one of the trees and started to shake it. And the shaking became so powerful that even the earth shook. And the fruits came falling down like a rain shower. Renukasura, who was just resting because it was midday time, heard the sound. Someone has come into the forest and destroys my fruit trees. And he came out of the forest, galloping towards Krishna and Balaram. He had a huge form. And he started to make his demoniac sound. When you hear an ass making his sound, that's already horrible enough. But if he is a demon, it's 10 times as horrible. And he just, Denukasura just ran towards Krishna and Balaram, and he thought Krishna is a little bit mysterious. So he attacked Krishna. No, he attacked Balaram by showing him his behind and kicking him. Now this is not the etiquette how you deal with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With his hoofs, he just, one hoof was enough to finish all of America. I hope it's not a political statement yet. Oh, Germany. Yes. This is a mystical demon hoof. So he just kicked into Balaram's chest. Balaram looked at him and waited for him to kick him a second time. Then he grabbed the hind leg of Denukasura. Denukasura was kicking very wildly. And he just began to throw him like this. Faster and faster and faster and faster until the demon got nauseous and then the life force just left him. And then very elegantly Balaram threw him in the highest palm tree, which cracked down fell on top of another palm tree, which then fell on top of another palm tree, and soon the whole trees were down. And his friends, the other donkeys, attacked. But Balaram and Krishna also threw them all into the trees, which then began to look as if there were clouds. The bodies of the demons looked like clouds floating in the air. There was blood all over. But it looked very nice, the red color, like the sunset. You must know everyone and everything and every situation which comes in contact with Krishna just looks beautiful. Even the dead demons looked so wonderful. Krishna had transformed them by his magical touch in Balaram. So we hear that this pastime represents something which we must be very careful about in devotional service. Dhenukasura represents a stula buddhi, that is gross material intelligence. No spiritual intuition. No understanding of the difference of body and soul. No understanding that I am an eternal soul and I am part of Krishna who has an eternal spiritual body. I am part of Krishna. No understanding of this. It's gross material understanding. Gross material intellect, which just keeps you away from any spiritual understanding. That's this donkey, Dhenukasura. I would like to give you an example. Once we cultivated Mafia Jenny of Belgrade. Mafia Jenny, or maybe her name was Slavica, was the daughter of one big mafioso in Belgrade. So, finally, after piling tons of prasadam into Mafia Jenny's digestive system, we felt she was ready to come to a program. So Mafia Jenny came to the program. And after, but her intellect was still governed by Dhenukasura. Her comment after the program was, "Oh, these men on the stage must all have been homosexuals." Why did Mafia Jenny think like this? Well, there was only one woman on the stage. And when the men did kirtan, when the devotees did kirtan, they sometimes smiled happily to each other and shouted, Hari Bol! So Mafia Jenny was trying her best to analyze the scene. But because her intellect was ruled by gross material intelligence, she could only understand it like this. We may laugh about this. But let us not laugh too loud, because Denukasura is also in our mind. These are very, very strong anattas. Only by the help of devotees can you get free of this material vision. The Balkanitska vision. Yeah, Balkanski perspektive. Ooh, it's Denukasura's perspektive. Denukasura couldn't eat the fruits because he was a donkey. And he wanted to make sure that no one else eats the sweet fruits. This is what material intelligence does. Material intelligence cannot enter the realm of Krishna consciousness. There's a sign before Krishna Loka, no donkeys here. Yes, Zabarinsky, Zabarmagavats. Material intelligence cannot see. Material eyes cannot see. Material speech cannot describe. Only by the mercy of Balaram you can come there. Who? Balaram is in charge of what is called Guru Tattva. There is something like the individual guru. Like Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, or in modern times, disciples of Srila Prabhupada. There are individual personalities called Vyasti Gurus. But there is also the Guruness or sum total, and that is Balaram, the brother of Krishna. We call this the Guru Tattva, which becomes active in an individual. This can also happen, by the way, in all of us, our lives. When you preach to a conditioned soul, it might happen that you become empowered by this tattva, this energy. I think some of us have made the experience that while speaking about Krishna consciousness to an audience or to an individual, we felt all of a sudden a type of empowerment which made us understand and even say things which we had not understood and said before. So this is not your intelligence which is working now. Or in the case of a guru, it is not his intelligence which works. It's divine. A divine strength which can take care of Denukasura. That is this gross material knowledge which keeps us within our mental prisons. Our intellect, our mind must become touched with this divine strength in order to understand and feel close to Krishna.
On mora biti dotaknut tom božanskom energijom kako bi mogao da razume i da shvati Krishna.
I want to invite all of you to get the divine touch in your life.
I želim da pozovem sve vas da dobijete taj božanski dodir u svom životu.
Without this divine touch we are just dull, clean clay.
Bez tog Božijeg dodira mi smo poput mrtve gline.
But with this divine touch, wonderful things can come out of our intelligence. Cups, just like clay, which can take beautiful forms when touched by the expert potter master.
Ali naša, možemo se izroditi predivne stvari iz te gline uz pomoć tog Božijeg dodira, upravo kao što se od gline mogu stvoriti predivne stvari poput šolja, ali tim dodirom.
May the divine touch of the divine potter touch our glean-like souls. Glean means clay. And may our hearts be formed. May the beautiful nectar of Krishna consciousness come into this container of our heart. And by this divine touch in our heart of the nectar of Krishna consciousness, may we become truly alive on the spiritual platform.
I neka tim Božijim dodirom u svesnosti Krišne postanemo oživljeni u našem duhovnom životu.
Prabhupada would encourage his disciples very often that they should read the divine texts to be touched in their hearts.
I Prabhupada je jako često inspirisao svoje učenike da čitaju svete spise kako bi postali dodirnuti.
We need to hear the divine words to be awakened from our maya sleeps and dreams.
Trebamo čitati Božje reči kako bismo bili probuđeni iz tih naših maja snova.
We are all on a journey.
Mi smo svi na putovanju.
And we so much hope that you will all stay on the journey.
I mi se jako puno nadamo da ćete svi vi ostati na tom putovanju.
So that we will stand before the doors of the kingdom of God and we will say, that was a good struggle. We don't want to lose any one of you to Maya's kingdom. We have already lost enough people. We need to get this Denukasura out of our heart and out of our brain and out of our ears and out of our eyes and out of our nose and out of our everything.
Znači, nam je jednostavno potrebno da uklonimo to dhammakasuru iz naših srca, iz naših mozga, iz naših očiju, iz naših ušiju, iz našeg nosa, iz našeg svega.
He is an unattractive donkey, this materialistic knowledge.
I to materialno znanje, to je jedan neprivlačni magarac.
Imagine a wonderful artist, a singer.
I zamislite sad jednog predivnog umetnika, pevača.
Who is a good singer?
Ko je dobar pevač?
Lokanath Maharaj. And he sings with his wonderful voice to a band, to a group of donkeys. Jayananda Yashoda Dular. What will the Maharaj say? That's all. Lokanath Maharaj will not feel encouraged to sing more to these Magarats. No, but he is very merciful. He will sing more.
Yeah.
Let this never happen. That our response to Krishna consciousness is the donkey response. No, let this message enter into the cup of our heart and stay there. So I do. I have finished what I wanted to say. Please forgive me. Sometimes I'm preaching a little strong. I know. I just want to make all of us think very deeply. I know that each one of you is practically a self-realized soul. There's no doubt in my mind. And there's another point. I know that those of us who are not yet self-realized, Krishna loves them very much. We have to be very careful when dealing with devotees. Krishna is grateful for any little service which is rendered. And he will never forget even a small thing. So I want to encourage all of you to make best use of this day. Let me just summarize my lecture in two sentences. While performing the effort of our sadhana, it's important to think of our satya, this is the goal. And it is important to destroy with the mercy of Balaram or the Guru Tattva the obstacles in our mind called material intelligence. I will not be able to take questions now because it's a little late already, and we should all be ready for the seminar of Bir Krishna Maharaj, who starts at 11 o'clock also, and we should all take our prasadam now. Before you all go, please stay. I think Madhva Muni will give us an orientation through the day.